Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Welcome in. Winning cures everything. This is the Monday, February 24th edition of the show. Got solo duties today, of course, as the daily show goes. That's what happens. I run the daily thing. Chris and I get together a couple of times a week and do a much longer conversational podcast that's much more riveting, I think, personally. But if you like this format, make sure that you subscribe on Periscope, on Facebook. We are live there during the week. We're live most of the time on YouTube. So make sure you subscribe, like, leave a comment, share that thing out. Tell everybody you know about it. We would definitely appreciate that. The website is winningcureseverything.com. You can get all of our picks, previews, podcasts, videos, social media platforms, etc. over there, winningcureseverything.com. You can also check out TunicaTravel.com. Tunica, Mississippi is the South's premier sports gambling destination. They bring you the show every single time you see it. So go and check them out. All of the good stuff they got going on. They got great concerts coming through. They got great sports books, etc. TunicaTravel.com is the website. Let's give you a rundown on what we're discussing today. Today was the Kobe Bryant farewell, the memorial at Staples Center. So obviously we're going to talk about that. Kirby Smart has hired Scott Cochran, the strength and conditioning coach from Alabama. We'll talk about that. Wilder Fury was this weekend, and it was riveting television. We'll talk about that. RIP Keith Easterwood. I'll say a few thoughts on that. He came on the show with us, obviously, in Memphis. He was all over the Gary Parrish show, so we'll discuss that. And I've got a couple of college basketball picks for the evening at the end of the show. Let's go ahead and jump in. Topic number one, and this is the Kobe farewell. His wife, Vanessa, strong, courageous, obviously all the normal cliche things that you would say, but she was all of those. It was a beautiful, riveting service. I think it's actually still going on as I'm speaking right now. Michael Jordan, fascinating to hear him talk. Him actually recognizing the crying Jordan meme was, you know, exactly what everybody wanted to hear from him. He was real, and that was nice to see. Shaquille O'Neal was great. Jimmy Kimmel was fantastic. You know, Shaq with his, him telling the story of, he told Kobe there is no I in team, and he said, yeah, but there is an M and an E in that MF-er. That was fantastic. Again, this is just actually really good television, and it makes you feel good about a really bad situation and a really tragic ending to a otherwise, you know, great life. And, you know, it doesn't seem real, honestly, that it's been a month. It feels like it happened just yesterday. And I don't really know what else you could say about it. Obviously, I'm a Grizzlies fan, so I never cheered for Kobe Bryant, but it was still, you know, you respected his game. You respected the kind of person that, the type of player that he was. How's that? Because I didn't know much about him outside of the basketball court, and I don't know that a lot of people did. But the type of competitor that he was, definitely respected, and you know, you can't say many better things than that. I think that he would appreciate that. Let's move on. Topic number two, and this is about Kirby Smart hiring Scott Cochran from Alabama. Cochran leaving Alabama for an on-field coaching role at Georgia. Now, SEC fans, Georgia fans in particular, are excited because it appears that this is the one piece of the puzzle, I guess you could say. This is Alabama's secret ingredient. You know, they are always bigger and stronger. They're always really well-developed, really well-conditioned, etc. He was the longest tenured member of Nick Saban's staff at Alabama. He'd been there since 2007. Honestly, he started as a GA with Saban at LSU. So he's been around Nick Saban basically his entire career. But that should also let you know, Georgia just used one of their 10 on-field assistant roles on a guy that has never coached and never recruited. Now, let's discuss this, you know, from all sides. Truth be told, if Alabama wanted to keep him and it came down to a money thing, they would have paid. They would have paid the money. He was an icon in Tuscaloosa. He will not be that in Athens. He was used in advertising. He was used in videos in the stadium on game days. He was a huge character, and he had a gigantic role on this team. He helped set what the Alabama standard was for players. He started the fourth quarter program. You know, that was Saban's thing, but Cochran implemented it. Really, you know, I think more than anything, if you look at the number of injuries that Alabama has had, basically going back to about 2016, you know, that season they have a rash of injuries leading into the playoffs. They got guys hurt everywhere. Eddie Jackson is out. Sean Dion Hamilton is out for the national championship game. They just had a ton of injuries in 16, in 17, in 18, and then last year. And last year it started before the season even began. I mean, Trey Sanders gone, Josh McMillan gone for the season, Dylan Moses gone for the season, before they ever get on the field, really. And it might be better for Alabama to have a fresh set of eyes in there to do something different, right? So we'll see about that. I think Saban may take this as a slap in the face because it seems like Kirby Smart really just wants to try and hurt whatever Alabama is doing. Like that's what he's done basically from the word go. It's not like there was any love lost between those two to begin with, because as soon as Kirby walked out the door, obviously there was the whole he took a picture of the recruiting board and used that against Alabama, telling some of these recruits, hey, you're not really as high on their list as they're telling you. So I will say this. September 19th in Tuscaloosa is going to be fascinating. It is going to be riveting television. I cannot wait for it because you've got two head coaches that really do not like each other. I never would have imagined when Kirby was at Alabama, when he was coaching for Nick Saban for 8, 9 years, whatever it was, that this would be the situation that we end up in. And yet, here we are. So,
our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Let's go on and move in. The Wilder Fury recap. We'll talk more about Kirby Smart and Scott Cochran and all that with Chris whenever we sit down and do our long form discussion. But let's move in. Topic number three, and this is Wilder and Fury. Let's recap this. Fury gets the seventh round TKO over Wilder. And at the viral video of him licking the blood off of Deontay Wilder was gross and captivating. Chris told me during the fight, you know, and he had money on Fury, and that was the smart bet. I told you that on Friday. But Chris told me the other night to never bet against the crazy guy. Whoever is the more crazy, that's the one you're going to go with, right? And Fury proved that in spades on Saturday night. The fight was basically over in the third round after that first knockdown. It was a full punch to the back of the head, which is not legal, and I don't believe that it was intentional, but the reason they don't let you punch in the back of the head is it completely discombobulates you. It your equilibrium is off from the word go as soon as that happens. He didn't look the same after that hit. And it's why Wilder got up and looked at the ref like, what are you doing? And he did get a point deducted, but it didn't matter at that point. I mean, you get that one punch in, and it's game, set, match, right? So Wilder's team has seen enough in the seventh round, and one of the coaches, you know, threw in the towel, said, hey, we're done. Call the fight. And the other one said, you know, let him, all we need is one big punch. That punch was never going to come. He had lost his legs. He was done. And I think it was the right decision because you got to save these guys from themselves at some point. But my goodness, incredible scene in Vegas. Everybody that was out there said that it was unbelievable. A biggest heavyweight fight that we've had in a decade or more, probably longer than that. It was just a spectacle. The entrances to the ring, you know, the Gypsy King coming out on his throne, you know, having the women carry him to the ring. Deontay Wilder walking out with his, you know, full body armor, whatever that was, right? Just ridiculous. But really entertaining. Like, everything about this fight was entertaining. And I was riveted from the word go. It was great to watch. It was a great scene. We went down to Tunica, saw, you know, some of the undercard there, watched some college basketball there, went up to South Haven, watched it at a bar just outside of Memphis, and the bar was packed. I mean, everywhere that was showing the fight was packed. And you don't see that for boxing a whole lot. But they did a great job promoting this. And these two fighters were, I mean, they're famous. Super famous. And neither of them were even just 2 years ago. So I was all about this fight. I loved it. As far as what is next for the heavyweight division, obviously everybody just saw Wilder and Fury got just a decisive victory in this. So nobody wants to see Wilder Fury 3 because they just saw Fury beat the crap out of Wilder. I think it could be a different story if Wilder does not get punched in the back of the head, right? I do think Fury is the better boxer anyway, but Fury is never, or Wilder is never the better boxer. It's just always whether or not he gets that one shot in. And it's not like he doesn't have the endurance. He doesn't have the cardio to be able to keep up. Like, because he can go 12 rounds. We've seen that. I mean, it was the 12th round when he knocked down Fury twice in the last bout. But this go-round, it was definitely different. But as far as what's next, obviously, everybody is now talking about Fury and Anthony Joshua. Honestly, that's why there's a 30-day clause in this. Because right this second, if I'm Wilder, you know, my team is telling me, we might want to wait on this. You need time to heal up. You need time to... But that just because you have a 30-day clause to, you know, say that you want the fight does not mean you have to fight in 30 days. Like, you can set this thing for late fall, whatever. You got months and months and months to be able to rest and go through training and figure some things out. On the other side, you did just get dominated, like completely dominated. And he had no answer. Wilder had no answer for him. You know, Wilder Ruiz would be fun. I don't know who else Wilder would want to fight, like maybe Dylan White, maybe, you know, something like that. I think when it all comes down to it, it makes too much sense on Wilder's side. The way that this bout was set up was a 50-50 split of the pot, like the entire pay-per-view pot. And this thing is going to do well over a million pay-per-view buys. The majority of people watched it illegally. I get that. But there were still over a million people that paid $80 to watch this fight. And, I mean, when you split $80 million between two guys and their teams, they're coming out making a ton of money. I mean, we're talking each one is walking away with $35 to $40 million. That's a lot of money. The next time, for whoever lost, they get an immediate rematch if they want it, if they sign up for it in 30 days. If you're Wilder, there is way too much money here. Like, nobody is going to offer you that kind of money. And it's a 60-40 split. So the loser would get 40% of the pot next time, and the winner gets 60. So, you know, Wilder's only going to get 40% of the pot. But with the spectacle that this was and the way that their ring entrances were and the way that it can be built up again, you know, because you can obviously, they started this immediately afterwards, how, you know, Wilder had just fought in November and there wasn't a lot of training and he had been injured and blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, you've got the punch to the back of the head and you've got the ear thing and you got whatever else. Like, you can blame it on a lot of stuff if you want to. Now, if you're looking at it honestly, you know that Fury dominated that fight and Wilder was never going to win that thing. But the other side of this is a payday and Deontay Wilder is 35 years old. If he loses to Fury again, okay, there is no shame in that. But it will knock you out of title contention for a long time. That doesn't mean you're done fighting. But Deontay Wilder is still a massive name in the sport. He can sign contracts with ESPN or, you know, Showtime, Fox, PBC, whatever it is. You know, he can sign contracts and he can continue to fight for as long as he wants to. But he is 35 years old and we are talking generational kind of money, right? So the smart thing from a financial aspect is you go on and take the third fight with Fury and you go out and you do this thing again and you just see what, put the cards out there, whatever happens, happens. It's not like the end of his career, but if he wants to retire at that point, I mean, he's nearing 40 by the time this fight would come on. I would 100% take this fight right now if I'm Wilder. If I'm Fury, I want to go ahead and do the unification bout with Anthony Joshua because I think that fight would easily fill up Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. I think you can sell 70,000 tickets. I think you would do massive pay-per-view numbers, even though it's two UK boxers. I think it would still be massive in the United States. It's a heavyweight unification fight between two of the most famous boxers on the planet, probably the two most famous on the planet. So, yeah, if I'm Wilder, I'm going on, I'm taking the third fight, and put all the chips down, put all your cards down, let them fall where they may. And I think it's a smart idea business-wise from Deontay Wilder. But we'll see. He's got quite a bit of time to figure that out. I think 28 more days at this point. So we'll see what they end up doing. Let's move on. Topic number four. And we'll talk about Keith Easterwood for just a minute here. Keith Easterwood, you know, he of the Hobo's Hero Street Corner Clowns, as he would talk about on the Gary Parrish Show here in Memphis on 92.9 ESPN FM. He came on with us one time. We had a nice hour-long conversation. And we talked about basketball, and we talked about bag men, and we talked about the black market and everything that goes into it. And this was before the FBI stuff had gone on and everything else. And I got the chance to text back and forth with Keith a lot. He died this morning on his 60th birthday. And he was always gracious, always helpful, always let me know that if I ever needed anything, just to let him know. And he didn't have to do that. I host an online show, and I've been doing this for 4 years, but it's not like, you know, I know a ton about this, right? I'm a rock musician that transitioned, you know. I started a home life. I got married and et cetera. Wanted to do more stuff at home. Can't really tour much when, you know, I get a job and have a baby and everything else, right? So we stopped touring. I work on sports, reached out to Keith Easterwood, and he was always helpful. He gave me great advice on how to talk and how to be more open and how to be honest about who I was and what I was interested in, et cetera, and always be myself. And that's all he ever was himself. He was incredibly funny and had some of the best radio bits I've ever heard in my life. Just laugh out loud moments on Gary Parrish's show. I got to hang out with him and his wife when they came through Memphis to do a live show with Gary Parrish at the Bluff in Memphis. And that was a couple of years ago, and he was just every bit as nice as you could possibly be. But I still love him to this day. Obviously thoughts and prayers, the cliche thing to say, I know. But to his family, you know, his son and his wife, they are wonderful people, and he always talked glowingly about them. We lost a good one with him, and I hate that. But, we'll keep doing this. I'm sure that we will see him on the other side, of course. Topic number five, these are the college basketball picks for this evening. Let's go ahead and get into these. I've only got two for tonight. Again, I bet on numbers. I don't bet the big matchups all the time. I look to see where there's an advantage. And right now, these are the two I've got for tonight. I went 2-1-1 on Sunday. So tonight, number 0-1-2, these are the rotation numbers, by the way. Rotation number 0-1-2, Howard at North Carolina Central. We're taking North Carolina Central minus 13 in this one. And 0-1-4, Delaware State at Morgan State. We're taking Morgan State minus 10 here. I like both of those. I think we got a chance to win them. On the season, let me go on and give you the recap of where we are on the season here. 200, 147, and 12. That is 57.64% this year. And we're going to keep it going. I have not had a losing week yet, so I'm pretty excited about that. I've been betting on these games since November. Have not had a losing week. So we opened up the week 2-1-1. Tonight, hopefully, we're going 2-0. You can get all the picks, of course, over at winningcureseverything.com. Go to the gambling picks section, and you will see it right there, the spreadsheet with all of the stuff, all the numbers, all that good stuff. So go and check that out. If you have not already, go subscribe to the podcast. Leave a nice review. We definitely appreciate that. On the YouTube, hit subscribe, hit like, and leave some comments. We appreciate that. You guys have been wonderful. Share the show out. We got Matt jumped in. He said, sup. Sup, buddy. How are you? This has been a lot of fun. Hopefully, you guys will join us again tomorrow. We'll have another live one tomorrow. Chris and I will get together tomorrow night and have the long-form discussion, the long-form conversation about all the different big stories that are going on in sports and in life, basically. Share the show out. Go to tunicatravel.com. Tunica, Mississippi is the South's premier sports gambling destination. They bring you the show every day. We appreciate you guys for hanging out, and we will see you all again next time. Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.